questions without notice for Ryko Filters. Unfiltered questions. Insist your mechanic only uses the best for your vehicle's service. Insist on Ryko Filters.
Questions without notice, Sammy Edmund and Tim Watson on what's been a very busy morning. Spoke to the world number one and the world number 19 golfers in Brooks Koepka and Matt Kuchar. So Nick Riewoldt and Jeremy Howe, busy morning. Do you want to kick off, Field?
Why not? Tim, is Leon Cameron in any danger of not coaching next year, which would be the final year of his contract?
I don't think so, no. I don't think so. They're going to participate in the finals. I think they've had games lost by players. I think they've had the worst injury run of any team again this year.
Might have been the best dozen or 12 of their best players missing the weekend.
I think that's a concern, obviously, again, for them. I would be concerned, though, if the story related to him and people at the AFL not happy with his coaching that was floated by Caroline Wilson last week on Classified is true, though. That would be a slight concern if I was Leon Cameron, if the powers that be are thinking of shifting him on.
Indeed.
Your question.
My question to you is, Castagna took a snap from 20 metres out yesterday directly in front. Explain to me why, because you're one of the great goal kickers of all time, why that's a better kick than a drop punt.
Because he thinks it is.
Right.
It's as simple as that. He thinks his chances of kicking that goal from there are better by going around the corner. And we all look at it and go...
Does that stand up to scrutiny, though?
Well, it doesn't matter what we think. We look.
No,
at
it does, though, because he missed a goal.
Well, guess what?
It was a gimme punt.
Bokes miss goals with drop punts, too. This is my point about this. And I'm probably more in the camp of everyone who's criticising by saying it's a bit weak, take the responsibility. But this is different. This is different. I mean, blokes take responsibility and miss drop punts from there as well, you know.
I wasn't talking about the responsibility of it being weak or a cop-out in any way.
Oh, sorry.
I was talking about the technicalities of it.
Yeah, well, that's right. He thinks...
How is it a better kick to kick like that than just to line up with a drop punt?
Because you've got to ask him. He thinks he kicks that ball better around the corner than he does with a drop punt.
Your question?
Would the Suns be concerned that Ben King goes home after playing in that game at Marvel Stadium and watches the replay of Tom Lynch at the MCG? At the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Their concern has to be about the retention of their players and what they have to do internally to be able to secure players and maintain their players.
Correct.
So, and that's about getting the right people at the club.
Yep.
And it's about building a football club.
I know
right?
that. But what I'm saying is Ben King sitting there going, right.
100%.
Am I going to be 100%. Here and get my ass kicked by 70 every day or do what Tom Lynch does and go to the MCG, play in the game of the year to date, and in 2 weeks' time be a contender for a premiership?
But the same could be said about, you know, the GWS players. They see exactly the same thing.
They've played in two prelims.
Yeah, I know, but if you're talking about playing in front of crowds and enjoying the atmosphere, finals. Is that what you're talking about?
Hey, GWS played in a prelim or a semi at the MCG a year or two ago. Was as good a game as any.
No, that's true. I thought you were talking about the fact that you're playing in front of very small crowds with no atmosphere whatsoever.
No, there's Ben King going, am I doing 10 years of this? Am I going or am I looking at doing what Tom Lynch is now doing, who was in exactly the same spot as me, who's now playing on the big stage in front of the big crowds and going to be competing for a premiership?
They'll run out of time really quickly if they don't fix it, the Gold Coast Suns, in the next 18 months.
Hey, Gary, do you wish the studs up rule, the Toby Green rule, was in place when Jeffy Farmer did this to you back in 1998?
Here's McDonald out wide on the left foot. Now they penetrate towards the goal line. Up goes Farmer! That is unbelievable.
Because I've just reminded myself, his boots flush in the middle of your back.
No, I don't, smart Alec. And what you are suggesting is I'm embarrassed by that. What you don't realise is that was a set play.
It worked beautifully.
Thank you.
Are you embarrassed by how significant you have become as part of the front bar promotion on Thursday night?
I haven't seen it.
There are ads at every break. You cannot pull out bad news for them.
I've just realised my tickets to the basketball on the same night.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, it's not much of a basketball game, so you'll be doing the right thing by the front.
I'll need some recompense.
I'll need
recompense.
They're going to start to ramp it up too. Apparently that was just light. They were going light at the weekend.
I prefer they didn't.
What are you going to be bringing to the table?
Nothing. Very toey. Is Marcus, is what's his name?
Manus.
Patrick Ambrose. Has he found himself a new role as a tagger?
That's a very good question. I think he probably may go...
tag Nate Fife.
Yeah, exactly. He may go in against big body players again, but he is an incredibly versatile player. Mm. He's played as a key forward. He's played as a key back.
Good
he's
athlete.
Played on some of the best backs in best forwards in the game. And he went into the midfield. He's got power. He's got speed. He's got endurance, all those things. I think it won't be the last time we see him playing that type of role.
Hey, Gary.
This field.
Should umpires be helping players with cramp? Mitch Robinson, late in the game against Geelong, the umpy has bent down and helped him get some cramp out at a stoppage.
I did see that.
Surely this can't be allowed.
It's very funny. I just thought, I don't know. It was strange. There was a break in play, so the umpy helped him out. That was an unusual field. I don't think they'll make a habit of it.
Hey, Gary, is it possible to kick 5 of 10 goals in a game and have not a big influence on the game?
Not in my opinion.
Charlie Cameron did at the weekend.
Having watched the game, I'd have to respectfully disagree with Chris Scott on that one. Ancillary question, what was he trying to... Was there a hidden message in what Chris Scott was saying when he said that it was... Have a listen to what he had to say and you tell me whether there, if you could work out what he was on about.
Did you think Charlie was the difference today? I thought he was good late, kicked a couple of goals. I don't think he had a huge influence on the game, but that's my initial reaction. I thought he took his chances when they were presented, but no, even if I had a plan, would I tell you?
I think he was just a trifle angry about the result of the game.
What's the hidden message?
I don't. That's why I asked the question.
Oh, okay. Is Levi Casbolt the most improved player in the comp?
Well, you're right up there, given that he went back and he went back with great success, and then Liam Jones came back, so he went forward. Now, Liam Jones has went out, and did he take 8 intercept marks on the weekend?
8 intercept marks.
Super.
Massive game.
Super game from him.
Gary, talking about super games, you and I are big fans of the Survivor Series. Is Simon Black playing this game particularly poorly at the moment? Roscoe had a great opportunity to just do a little bit of a breakaway last night. And tactically, it would have been the right thing to do. Did you ever think when you watched Simon Black play his footy that tactically he wasn't on the money?
I think he was an instinctive player. I think he just saw ball, went ball. I don't think he thought too much about it. He was one of the best players I ever saw play the game, not the Survivor game, the football game. Was Joe Root's catch a catch?
He says it was. Black and blue.
I'm asking you.
Well, yeah, I think with these coaches...
If I wanted to ask Joe Root, I'd ask Joe Root without notice.
The reason I say that is these catches, you have to take the fielder's word for it. They're impossible. The slow motion looks horrendous. It always does.
Well, you're saying no then.
I take his word for it. I think he's an honest participant in that great game.
Daisy Thomas played extremely well at Saturday at the MCG against St Kilda. Did they move maybe a week too early on Daisy?
I don't think so, in my humble opinion. I think they got it right.
Alistair Clarkson said this about Jared Ruffhead last night.
We'll move on.
It's like losing a body part, you know, when some of these guys who have been such warriors for your footy club.
I thought you'd paused. Sorry. No, permanently. If he's lost a body part in Jared Ruffhead, what part was it? He's lost a few body parts. He's lost Mitch.
Yeah.
Lewis.
Hart.
Hodge.
He lost the soul. Of the
soul.
He lost a bit of his soul.
It's a strange comment, I thought.
Any more from you boys?
Ratton. Brett Ratton. Would we expect that he'll be appointed St Kilda coach this week?
No. Well, I think if you waited this long, you'd go and interview Robert Harvey afterwards and a couple of others. I get the feeling they're going to interview a couple of people, unlike the other two clubs who said they were exhausted but didn't interview anyone, or nearly not anyone.
Do you think, had they won at the weekend, that they would have appointed him this week?
The short answer is I don't know, but I get a feeling that they want to interview some other coaches.
Do you think he's the man, Tim?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
All right. Nice work by you boys. That was Questions Without Notice. Don't forget SEM Breakfast. The greatest luxury adventures on earth are with Abercrombie & Kent.